This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson, podcasting from gorgeous Mile High, Colorado Springs. The Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at warriormindcoach.com. Use the pull-down menu and look for the blog. Come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your RSS feed or iTunes, and please share this with your friends, neighbors, and relatives. If this is your first time listening, thank you for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 512. And before we get into 10 reasons to practice persistence, just going to do a quick review on last week's podcast, 8 ways to supercharge your motivation. We all need motivation in life too. We actually need motivation to be persistent and to have grit and other things. So this is going to be going to be a review of last week's podcast. If you'd like to find out more information, you can go to warriormindcoach.com. Find this last podcast on there with its show notes. Focus on things you can control to get your motivation. Nothing can demotivate a person more than focusing on the things that they can't control. So focus on the things you can control and take care of those. Constantly remember your purpose. You have a purpose for doing a specific task, right? So we're talking about motivation, not necessarily your purpose on life, although that's a good thing to know too. But remember your purpose. Why are you doing? Why did you start this project? Why did you want to accomplish with it? And those will help you keep your motivation. Celebrate the small wins. So as you have projects, you keep your motivation going. You want to be able to celebrate and acknowledge all the small successes you have accomplished so far. That will give you some hope. That'll give you some inspiration to have persistence, motivation to keep going. Act first, feel later. If the dream is big enough, the feelings don't matter. Don't care if you have a dream of getting in the best shape of your life. You wake up at 4 o'clock. I don't feel like it. Your feelings don't matter. You get to the gym. Do visualization exercises. I call this also visualization as well as mental rehearsal. But you want to imagine yourself accomplishing the task at hand. This will keep you motivated. It also helps you program your unconscious mind. Break your big goals into small goals. So if you have a massive project in front of you, break them down into tiny, maybe weekly goals and then daily goals. And this will help you keep going towards the accomplishment of the big goal. Repeat affirmations daily. I can do this. I can do this. This is easy for me to do. Whatever affirmation, but repeat affirmations that support your motivation and support the tasks that you want to accomplish. And surround yourself with people who motivate you. Nothing more than a Debbie Downer that's around you. You want to have people around you that support you, encourage you, and help you keep going. So that's, again, a quick review of 8 ways to supercharge your motivation. So persistence. Do you have persistence? Maybe sometimes, maybe not sometimes. If you do, how do you know you have it? If you don't, how do you know you don't have it? But persistence is the act of working hard and trying again and again until you achieve what you set out to achieve. Pretty straightforward, right? As long as you persist, you can't fail. This is what's so amazing. When I talk to clients, well, I tried it. It didn't work. How long did you give it? 2 weeks. Maybe give it 4 weeks. Maybe give it 2 months. But if you keep trying something. Now, again, we want to be able to change how we're doing something because, as Einstein said, the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result. So we want to just don't do the same thing over. If what we tried doesn't work, we try something else. But we keep persisting towards that and we can never fail. And consider, so I'm going to go over some 10 reasons to practice persistence. So consider these benefits of persistence. You'll become an expert. Chances are that the first time you try something new, you might not be that good at it. However, once you've completed the same task multiple times, you'll soon become better and better. And this is that transition from an apprentice to a master. And unfortunately for adults, we think we should get something immediately the first time, regardless of what it is, regardless if we've ever tried it before, regardless if we've ever done it before, regardless, for whatever reason, us adults think that we should get it right the first time. Well, if we don't, we have to keep going. As we keep going, we will then become an expert in that field. Persistence will motivate you to try harder. When you try and try, you'll move a little closer to your goal with each attempt. And this will help motivate you as it will show that this effort makes a difference and celebrate the small wins. Huh, kind of what we discussed in how to upgrade or how to enhance your motivation on last week's podcast. So persistence, you will see small. You have to acknowledge the small steps that you're making. Acknowledge those small successes, and this will help you increase your motivation to keep going. Persistence is a sign of ambition. Only those who are truly ambitious are able to bring persistence into their daily lives. This is why most successful people you know are also those who are the most persistent. You look at any successful person, they didn't get there by doing one and done. It might have been 10, it might have been 20 and done, 30 and done, 40 and done, but they were persistent in doing whatever it is, whether it's owning their own business, working out, finding the perfect mate, whatever it is, the people who kept going knew that they were ambitious and the persistence was just part of it. You'll set a good example. I once heard that we teach our children whether we teach them or not. So whether you're teaching or wanting to set an example for your work colleagues, for your family, for your kids, if they see that you're not willing to give up in the face of adversity, they'll be more inclined to try harder on their own challenges as well. And these challenges are right in varying degrees of our skill level and where we are. But you can set an example of how it's going to be accomplished, whether it's your gender, whether it's your age, whether it's your kids, whether it's your workers, all of these things, this persistence, you can set a great example for others. Persistence teaches you the value of success. Being successful takes time and effort. That's a shocker, right? Just want to let you know that it does take time and effort. No one ever becomes successful without making sacrifices and being persistent with their time and efforts. So you look at what you want to achieve, physically, emotionally, spiritually, financially, intellectually, whatever it is, it's going to require persistence. But it's going to teach you that when you go through those trying times, that you're going to appreciate the success. You're going to appreciate the hard work you put into it. You're going to appreciate what that success feels like because you gave it all you got. Persistence will give you vital experience. When you're persistent, you'll learn that each failure gives you another opportunity to learn. In NLP, we say that there's no failure, just feedback. With each failure, you'll become more resilient. So if we look at it as feedback, you try something, you get feedback. It didn't work. You try something else, it worked. You move on. But if you stop after the first, second, or third one without trying something different, you're not going to accomplish it. So it's going to give you vital experience. Now, as the more times that you try something, it doesn't work, that goes in your database. So now you can mentor others, or when you go do another task, you'll be able to logically and critically think through the things that will work and will not work. So this is going to give you some vital experience. You become more aware of your weaknesses. Ah, yes, to achieve success at any time, it's important to understand your weaknesses. And not as in a weaknesses as you're no good, but we all have our strengths and we all have things that we can improve on. If we always go after our strengths, we will be lopsided. We want to be able to identify our weaknesses and work on those as well. And persistence will open those up for us. So when you look at your failures, you'll discover your faults and learn what need to work on to become more successful. So imagine, you know, doing one thing that you're great at. Yes, you will become a master at that, but there are other things you want to do. And the more that you try that, the more that you, quote, fail, the more you're going to see, oh, that's my weakness. That's my weakness. So now I can go work on it to become my strength. People judge you on your consistency. Absolutely. When you're persistent, you also develop consistency. Whether you know it or not, people love consistency. They want to depend on you for things. So if you can demonstrate your persistence, you're going to demonstrate your consistency, and people will then be able to depend on you. Many people look for this school, whether in workshops, workplaces, or in your personal life. They want you to be consistent. Show up when you say you're going to show up. Be persistent. Help when you say you're going to help. This is such an important quality of attracting to you a great tribe, and also to being able to help others, is your consistency. You'll learn that things that come easy bring little reward. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, it may be fun to hit the lottery for a little bit, but what's going to bring you really that great feeling is when you're working hard on your business and you finally break your first 1,000, then 10,000, then 100,000, then 500,000, then $1 million. Then it's going to feel, you put it in there, you're going to feel so enjoyable. It's going to be more rewarding than if it was just handed to you, because harder tasks may require a little work and consistency, but they offer so much greater rewards. Most importantly, you'll be able to create the life you desire. This is ultimately what we want to do, because with persistence, you'll be able to sail through life setbacks. So we need to start with small ones, build the persistence, build the motivation like we talked about last week. And as these obstacles come up in life, you're going to be persistent. You're going to sail through them. You're going to keep going and keep going and keep going. You'll seek solutions to overcome your challenges and keep moving forward to build a life that satisfies you. Not that you settle for, but satisfies you. And this is where persistence is going to help you tremendously, is to be able to write that blueprint for your life, start taking action on it, and face those challenges head on and keep going. So persistence is important, and as rarely anything worth having in life comes without it. Most often you'll have to work for what you want. Yes, work for it. Life is not easy. Being persistent will give you the opportunity to achieve anything you set your heart on. Now, having gone through this, one of the things that I can say is that this is where a coach comes in handy, because you are doing it on your own. You don't have anybody to hold you accountable. You've got a project, you got a new job, you got something going on, and you keep going, yeah, I'll push through it, but your unconscious programming steps in, and then you falter, you fail, you quit, and you go, man, I'm just not persistent. This is where a coach can help you tremendously bust through this persistent barrier. This is why I love coaching to help it. Other people love coaching. If you would like to have some more conversation around how you can build persistence, go to warriormindcoach.com, scroll all the way down to the bottom, ask for your introductory consultation, then we can have a conversation. But for more information about persistence, motivation, mental strength, mental toughness, please visit warriormindcoach.com for more information. And you can follow me on LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest, under Warrior Mind Coach. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you like what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS or podcast feed. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.